on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
Hags is here at 5 minutes to eight. Well, the big news yesterday, Steve Smith and the surgery. What have you got on that?
So, look, it's tipped to be a repairing surgery as opposed to a reconstruction on his right elbow. Now, that's significantly encouraging for Smith's hopes to stay on course for a recall as soon as he's available.
Did he hurt it, Hags, playing in Bangladesh?
No, it's been an ongoing problem.
So why didn't he get it done earlier then?
Because he thought he could work his way through it. And then, clearly it's been brought to a head while playing in Bangladesh. A throw has made him, and then post-match, the severity of it. And now the urgency to get something done in time to be available for the World Cup. But my understanding is the surgery he'll have is only a repair. If it had been a reconstruction, it's a 4 or 5 month recovery, was going to rule him out of being available by, you know, the end of April. So he's now on course. The tip is Cricket Australia's coverage of this, I'm suspicious, will be really conservative. And they'll claim that it's, oh, we won't know anything until he takes the brace off. It's 6 months in, 6 weeks in a brace, and then we'll take it off and see how the surgery has gone. I mean, the surgeons will tell him as they're stitching it up this afternoon, we think you'll be back in 6 weeks' time, back into batting. So the hope is from Cricket Australia insiders that Steve Smith's surgery will be such that it's about a 6 to 8 week time frame before he's actually back into batting. The problem with that then comes with his throwing, whether he's going to be able to be a gun fielder in the, around the infield. It's a little bit like, say, Chris Lynn with his right shoulder problem, and even our own Ashton Turner with his right shoulder problem also. They can't throw, so they couldn't afford to have these candidates as well as Steve Smith not able to throw from around the infield. So, but it's really encouraging that it's a repair as opposed to a reconstruction. I'm not so sure that that's been revealed around the place. Of course, the time frame on Australia's movement into the World Cup is that Smith and Dave Warner become available to selection at the end of March. They're planning to play some practice matches, one day internationals against Pakistan into April, and then they head into England in mid to late April, mid to late May for the Cup to start on June 1. So Smith, and he'll be back. It sounds very encouraging. He'll be batting within 6 or 8 weeks, they reckon.
Now, it's a three-match series
in the one starting today. Yeah, look, I think Australia will consider making a change, perhaps put Zampa in the leg spinner to get another spinner. The feeling is around world cricket you need at least a couple of spinners in a World Cup team to perhaps win the World Cup, because spinners are having such an impact on stopping power-hitting batters, as we're seeing.
Yeah,
we're seeing in the Big Bash particularly, and we're seeing in the Big Bash some of the bowlers that will have a big bearing in the World Cup from June and July in England. It's just such a new facet of the game. We thought spinners would die with limited over cricket 2020, 50-50, but they're actually going through a rebirth. So Australia will consider playing Zampa, but I don't think they will. I reckon they'll want to try and go on a bit of a momentum. Siddle will probably play. Our two boys, Richardson and Berendorf, play again. I don't think Australia will make a change today, but they'll consider putting Zampa in. If they go with the same 11 today, they've got to rebuild and remodel their approaches to trying to score. They need to be able to score 300-plus in practice games and build up to the World Cup. And that, I keep saying, they must use Glenn Maxwell better. He needs to get inside. If they get a good start, he needs to bat at 3 or 4. He needs to bat as low. The lowest he needs to bat is 6, I reckon.
It's going
to
be hot. Now, it was hot at the tennis yesterday. What did you make of it?
Well, I felt for Andy Murray.
Yeah, great.
I mean, it was amazing. It was an amazing performance. But he's often looked like a bloke that's got a foot full of blisters and a big boil on his ass.
Yeah.
But he just battled his way through. 4.25 hours. Why would he do it here if this is going to be his last than Wimbledon? And now he goes to more surgery. But it was a remarkable performance
for
a very popular man.
I mean, he's got till July, hasn't he? You get up for July for a farewell on centre court, I'm sure.
Maybe he's used our open as a bit of a leader.
Yeah, maybe.
Preparation. Oh, geez, I can't get through. I need surgery now to be able to play in Wimbledon to get another retirement send-off. But it was really gripping stuff.
I tell you
what's impressive, and I did pick up some mail during the Hopman Cup, Baz. You weren't around, so you weren't feeding me as much. But they reckon Roger Federer and his camp believe that he's fitter going into this Australian Open than last year. Now, remember last year he'd done a huge training build-up leading to Perth, but he'd come off 6 months' worth of injuries. They reckon he's fitter and healthier, and he looked very impressive last night. Ash Barty and Astra Sharma. She's a big story from WA, a qualifier.
Orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah.
Asian Cup at the moment. How are the Socceroos?
Socceroos, well, they've got Syria tonight. They'll have to make one change because Trent Sainsbury is banned from having a couple of yellow cards in the tournament already. So that'll mean, I reckon, the captain, Mark Milligan, will go back into key defence. But the goal scorers, I reckon, are up and about. Jamie McLaren, Tom Rogic, Mas Luongo will go into the team. So I reckon they should win tonight and stay on course and qualify. Saw the Eagles yesterday.
How they look?
Very impressive. Sharp. I tell you who's lean
Sharp.
And mean.
Go on.
It's Jeremy McGovern.